Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by the pride and joy of Joliet, Tom Thayer. And Tom, it's Packer Week. How excited are you?
I'm always excited for all the divisional games, and I do think that, you know, brings a little bit of emotion with it. And, you know, I hate the saying that, oh, if you beat the Green Bay Packers twice a year, that's all good, because that's not the case. You need to see the continuous development of young players for the Chicago Bears and how they're going to factor into the successful future of the Bears. And so that's where my concern is. And so whether you're playing in 90 degrees or 9 below, there's a challenge in there somewhere. You have to see how a guy reacts. If you see a guy come out of the locker room last and he has no desire to be out there, it tells you something about them. But if you have a guy out there that's still explosive, he still understands every one of his assignments according to his position, all those things are factors in the future of the Bears, because I don't think you have the luxury of just saying this is a game that's we're trying to end the season. That can't happen right now, Larry. Whatever guy out there that your professional career is meaningful to you, you have to go out there and play as if you're playing for the division title.
Aaron Rodgers is struggling a little bit during the middle of the season, and unfortunately for the Bears, Aaron Rodgers is once again Aaron Rodgers. The last four games, he's got 10 touchdowns, no interceptions, playing extremely well, led a big rout over the Seattle Seahawks last weekend. What can the Bears expect from him? And they obviously, the Bears have a young secondary. They're young up front as well. How important is it to get a pressure on Rodgers, keep him in the pocket to help those defensive backs? And what are they going to be looking at seeing a veteran like that?
Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he can play in cold weather temperatures as well as hot weather temperatures here. So you always expect the best out of him because he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But what is this lower body injury that is seen to be limping off the field with last week, and how much is it going to be a factor? Now, to me, if I'm the offensive coordinator of Green Bay, I'm telling Aaron Rodgers, don't leave the pocket. Stay back there. So now what does that mean? Get the ball out of your hand as quickly as possible. You're not going to have a route that's going to have 30 yards attached to it because you don't know if your offensive line is capable of protecting him. I do think they have a selection of plays that they feel confident in running against the Bears. Go back and study the tape. What plays did they run well against you the first time? Those are the plays you're going to see the second time.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball, Tom. A lot of familiar faces on the other side on the defense for Green Bay. Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews Jr., Nick Perry, same guys that have been there for a while. Green Bay really struggled after they played the Bears the first time. In four games, they averaged allowing 38 points a game. Lost all four. Since then, they've won three and only averaged giving up 12 points. So the defense has completely turned things around. What can Matt Barkley, Jordan Howard, and the Bears offense expect Sunday?
Look for a hungry defense. Because remember, was it last year when Aaron Rodgers gave the RELAX quote right about relax? When they said, look, he's going to run the table, and Aaron Rodgers made that comment again, look, we need to run the table to get ourselves in the playoff position. So I expect a really hungry defense out there trying to get after a young quarterback who I'm sure they still consider inexperienced. But again, Matt Barkley has done some things really efficiently. Jordan Howard and his crew of running backs have been very effective. So I do think there's weapons of concern that the defense has for the Bears, but it's all about what can they do within their front seven or eight to confuse Matt Barkley and to put pressure where they think there may be a perceived weakness on the Bears.
You know, Tom, I really like what Matt Barkley has done in his three starts, and I don't think it's really much of a stretch to say they could be 3-0 without a couple drop passes here or there, maybe a couple of holding penalties. Then I think everybody would be talking more about Matt Barkley. What do you see from Matt Barkley so far?
I love his commitment to being prepared, understanding the defenses he's playing against, where their personnel is going to be aligned, and how the offensive play call best fits in to attack the team downfield. You know, Matt Barkley has really impressed me because I didn't have high expectations of him when he got his opportunity, but now I have extremely high expectations from what I've seen from him. I'm pulling for the guy because it seems like he's been fighting an uphill NFL battle since he got into the league. Man, he's taken advantage of an opportunity, and I hope the sky's the limit for him.
Now comes my favorite part of our little show called Tom's Take, where we ask Tom to reflect on this week's opponent. I'm going to kind of throw you a little bit of a curveball here, though. The temperature on Sunday is not supposed to get above zero. Could be the coldest game in Bears history. We don't know. I'm sure in your long and storied and illustrious career here, you played in some cold games. What was the coldest game that comes to mind?
To me, it's, I think, the NFC Championship game against the San Francisco 49ers. When all week we were talking about it being bear weather. But San Francisco 49ers came in here and they equaled us and they ended up beating us. You know, one thing about when you play in cold weather, you still sweat profusely. So I remember coming out of the locker room, and yeah, it was cold, but then you start getting heated up during the course of the game, and now the sweat runs downhill. And so your midsection gathers so much of the sweat that this whole area was frozen. So your jersey is froze to your skin. All the areas you sweat, it becomes ice. And it's not comfortable. And then you go in the locker room for 12 minutes at halftime. It thaws out. And then you go right back onto the field where the temperatures are even colder, and it freezes immediately. So it is like you're in a little bit of a cast of ice, but it's connected to your uniform, so there's nothing you can do about it.
Great stuff as always, Tom. Peace there. I'm Mayor. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.